I just believe in the process, and we're going to win going through the process.
Now, Bills Mafia, it's time for the main event. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Red, White and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, talking and reviewing Bills with a UK twist. It's me, going solo, as I've got Robin in, what was it, Dubai, I think he said? Abu Dhabi? Somewhere in the Middle East. And I've got Mark, actually, getting in trouble with the missus. But let's not let me stop you guys from listening on Christmas Eve to Bills clinching for the third year running the AFC East. And as always, the AFC East now runs through Buffalo. But let's talk about this. Chicago, cold, players are actually going sleeveless. You're thinking the Bills should be used to this weather. And yet, it was a bit more of a roller coaster. More of a, less than comfortable. I think, I'll get into this quite a little bit during this, that the defense really kept us in this game. And this offense still cannot understand what is going on with this offense, whether it, what its identity can be, why we go from one to another. But at the end of the day, as we always say, good teams find a way to win. We're 12-3. We're still number one seeds in the AFC. We've got a trip to Cincinnati next week. And if people have been watching Red Zone, they had struggled quite a bit against the Patriots. Luckily, the Patriots don't have, well, luckily and unluckily, the Patriots can't finish a game. So they can fight to live the fight another day, but go into a clincher against the Bengals, which could determine the number one seed. But there's still a lot of work to do. Now, obviously, Mark and Robin, I've asked them to give me their opinions and give them their views. I've even asked you guys, actually, on Twitter, on our WhatsApp group for your views. I just think there's so many things to talk about. We're going to start with Josh Allen. I think now, as much as I pain to see it, how most of the Bills Mafia pain to say it, I don't think he's now in that MVP conversation. Maybe I'm wrong, just like Pro Bowl fans. Half is the third voted by fans, the rest by coaches and players, and he got in over Tagovailoa, who actually got the most in the fan votes. Who knows? Maybe by some miracle, an extended Christmas miracle, they actually wins the MVP. But let's face it, this game today, where he's had an up and down and two interceptions, and seriously, I think my gran would be able to actually not throw those interceptions on there. But you can't knock the guy. He comes back fighting. He comes back swinging. He comes back from adversity after those. You don't see his head drop. He started to play a bit more sensible. Yes, he still had a few hero balls here and there, but he still had a stellar season. I mean, he now leads, has got the record for the most touch or total touchdowns in the regular season in the first 5 years of a player's season. That he's now beaten with 174 touchdowns, overtaking Dan Marino, the Hall of Famer, Dan Marino's record. 100 of those 174, 38 are rushing, one is a reception, and obviously the rest are passing. And you've really got to admire and really say he's a true dual threat quarterback. I mean, we talk about dual threat quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson, like Michael Vick, like Steve Young, the guys that can do it on the ground and in the air. But Josh is more than that. Josh is, you could almost say, the flag bearer for dual threat quarterbacks. A guy who's got a cannon for the arm, who's got that leadership, who's got that determination, and the irrepressible moves when actually evading the pocket. And not only that, he's broken another record. We mentioned on the, excuse me, on the preview podcast, that he's now completed the fastest to actually reach thrown 18,000 yards and rush for over 3,000 in the NFL history. Done that with a game to spare by throwing the 29 pass yards in the first couple of drives. And what I didn't know until someone pointed it out, and if you listen to Locked On Bills and Joe Marino, he actually saying he's the only, Josh Allen is the only quarterback in NFL history with three seasons of 30 plus touchdowns passing and 6 plus rushing in a career. And just put that out there, he's done that three seasons in a row. There's just that sense of magic and sense of hide behind a pillow when he's actually scrambling and actually throwing across the field, or he's actually trying to pick off a safety, but ends up throwing into double coverage and getting picked off when you try and throw to the smallest guy on the pitch. But this guy is the guy for Buffalo. He is our guy, and he will be a leader. He will be the best, let's call it that, quarterback, and right up there with the likes of Jim Kelly and Joe Ferguson. We've got a guy who puts his heart on his sleeve, puts a team on his back, puts the whole of Buffalo on his shoulders, and actually runs for this team and runs through walls. And you just got to admire it. The only thing, I don't know, you could say that's holding him back, is this offense. And you see times where we're playing good football, we're going under, over, playing the short game, actually mixing run and pass, but we get into a flunk. And I don't know if it's a pattern yet or not, but whenever we run on first down, I don't know if you guys always see it, the fact that when we run on first down and we either get 1 or 2 or negative yards, for the rest of that series, whether it be another 2 plays before we go 3 and out, or when we actually get a touchdown, field goal, whatever, they seem to abandon the run. And once you do that, it's kind of against you. It's kind of, you're playing behind the sticks, fair enough, but still look to do what you're strongest at. And this game, we were better than the Bears, the number one ranked rushing team, and yet we could have had another 50 odd yards or more rushing just by actually playing to our strengths in the game. And fair play, we finally have 100 yards rushing game. We nearly had 2 if Dorsey had just decided to actually run one more play to allow James Cook to get his 1,100 yards rushing. But Devin Singletary got his 100 yards, gone over 1,000 for the season, and it was just a dissecting performance. I mean, 12 carries, 106 yards, 1 touchdown, 8.8 yards per carry for Singletary. 11 carries, 99 yards, 9 yards per carry, a touchdown for James Cook. The first time I've seen we've had two all-time running backs actually finish 1 and 2 in the rushing stakes. above Josh Allen, but it's good and it's coming at the right time. Last week against Miami, we ran the ball well. In spurts, we can run the ball well. We've just got to be a more guarded, more... What's the best word to describe it? I don't know. More focused and forward thinking in the rush game. I mean, 254 yards. That's the most rushing yards I've seen the Bills put up in a while. And it just shows how good that can help out this offense when Josh plays sensibly. But that is another day. But the momentum is there. And we can really look at this and actually and say it's boding well. I think overall it was more balanced, the play calling. So we're doing mixing more run and pass. And great. It works. We've got an O-line. I mean, we're missing Mitch Morse, but Brian Bates did well when he came under center. Ben Royton spilled it at right guard. They had moves. They allowed this offense and this run game to succeed. There's still work to be done, especially when you're going to face, have to face the likes of the Bengals, who have got a great pass rush, the Chiefs, who are strong against the pass, and other teams that are good against the run. You've got to really build that momentum and actually have that connection and have that balanced offense so we can keep everyone guessing. And, I mean, ways to win the game. Run it, throw it. 9 times out of 10, our games are won by Josh actually throwing the ball, but 15 for 26, 172 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and leading receiver Gabe Davis in this game with only 45 yards on 3 receptions. Not good enough. Why, on whether it's the weather affecting Josh, which I don't think we can make an excuse for that, because he's played in windy conditions in Buffalo and he's done better than what he actually did today. He's played in similar cold games in Buffalo. So I don't think you can put the weather as an excuse on there. But what happened? Was it play design? Was it good defense by the Bears? That Diggs only got 2 targets for 26 yards. This is a guy that's actually been declining in his catches. Still being the first Bill to go back to back 100 games in the last 3 seasons. But is it play shifting? Is it Dorsey actually calling it? Is it, what is it that's making Stephon Diggs going from having 100 plus games, points, or yards per game, and starting to get less and less and being less involved? Is it a case that Josh is trying to spread the love? Because we all know Diggs is that exemplary route runner who can actually make you miss on a dime, who can actually break ankles with some of his moves. And yet, for 2 receptions for 26 yards, there's something more in that. And it also highlights the fact that maybe this offseason we need to invest in the wide receiver department, because Gabe Davis, he's on his day, he can be unplayable. But there's still those mental lapses that he has with drops and fumbles and all that. And yeah, he's young, they're teachable, but when you rely on Diggs and for some reason you're not reaching him, but then you're relying on Gabe Davis, where is that third receiver, fourth receiver? Obviously Dawson Knox, 3 receptions, 38 yards, a touchdown. But you elevated Cole Beasley to give you that middle game, that intermediate game that we've talked about a couple of episodes ago. Yet they tried to target McKenzie and have McKenzie and Shakir on there for more plays, even though they weren't targeted. But the pass to McKenzie into double coverage was intercepted. I know Cole Beasley's is obviously still learning the new playbook on there, but you should at least make Clem come out a little bit more. A little bit more care, a little bit more game time, and we can get this. We can get this up. We can get that offense, and we can get that motoring. I mean, we have a potent offense with a number two ranked offense. We know we can do it. And I think these last two games have got to be there for momentum. We need to get momentum up before we get into the playoffs. Because you have a stutter. One of your wide receivers, one of your running backs don't perform. That could spell disaster, because the teams in the playoffs will be strong on defense and offense and could cause us issues. Now, it is what it is. I mean, we all want to be there. We all want to be number one seeds. We all want to get Super Bowl. We've just got to make sure that we can finish games. That's the one thing that good teams do. They can finish the games and not make it difficult for ourselves. And the one thing that didn't help us as well, obviously the interceptions, the miscommunication on there, but penalties. I mean, seriously, how can you give up that many penalties? And on some of them, actually ruin drives. There's loads of points left on the board, loads of yards left on the board that help us, that can make it a little bit more comfortable. I mean, God forbid there will be games where the opposition will have all the penalties, we won't, and it will actually go in our favour. But again, against the good teams that can punish the Bills, need to cut these out. I mean, the penalties are going to be the killer for us in there. But, hey, 35-17, it sounds good. And to thank for that, you've got to look at this defense. I think the defense helped us quite a bit. And no Von Miller, fine. We still need that closer. But if the defensive line can do what it's been doing, and obviously Ed Oliver, again, one sack, four tackles, two for a loss, two pass defense. You've got Tim Settle, tackle for a loss, fumble recovery, Epinesa with the sack, Phillips, Russo, Jonathan, all putting up tackles for a loss or important tackles. We've got guys that will go in, will actually help keep the game close, force the mistakes, force the three and outs. But I think we need one of them, and you're more or less looking at Russo to step up and be that finisher, be that Von Miller, because it's going to be needed. Because if they can get out of contain, then we're in a little bit of trouble. But this defense was stellar today. That first drive, you're kind of thinking, okay, here we go. They're going to do a Miami. They're going to run, stack it up. And when you've got Justin Fields, who has actually got over 1,000 rushing yards this season, and the fact that his last games, I believe he had, 70 plus yards, he's had a couple of 150 yard rush games, to hold him to 11 yards on 7 carries and also limit him to only 119 pass yards, including all the mistakes and including all the miscommunication, that's still good. I think there is still work to be done. I mean, we could have had an interception towards the end if Hamlin hadn't got in the way of or tried to tackle his own teammate in Trey White. We had the Peterman pick, and I actually called it in the WhatsApp group that it would be an ironic if Peterman threw a pick against the Bills or to the Bills, and lo and behold, Hail Mary, last play of the game, picked off. You just couldn't script it. But you've got a defense that will keep you in games, that McDermott loves, especially the defensive line, loves to rotate, so you're never going to have a run of one player playing 70-80% of the snaps, and you've got guys that can keep fresh. And that's how you win a game. That's how you keep fresh, and your defense can compete, can actually completely have that full 60-minute game without getting tired. The Bills adjusted. They adjusted in that second half, and other than the one big play to what was it, Pettis or I don't know who, I can't remember where it was, Bellis Jones, that's the guy. After that pass, really, there was nothing in this. The communication and the adjustment is plain to see, and this kind of makes Bill's defense one of the best in the NFL. Okay, there were still minor issues like tackling, trying to stop the run for the whole game rather than having to adjust at half time. But we've got so much talent in there, and we've got potentially Micah Hyde. We've got Christian Benford to come back, and a lot of good comes out of this, and that's what makes it great. I think that what keeps us in games, just being able to have that defense come out and actually help this offense to save the offense when needed. But overall, most people's heart rates, and when I asked the question on there, how was everyone feeling? We've got guys saying, like Andrew Butcher on Twitter saying, the heart rate is still not comfortable. I agree. We just need to make it more comfortable and stop relying on other aspects of the team to really get ahead, to really allow us to win it by the fourth quarter like we did before the bye week, and then actually rest our starters. And if we give up anything after that in garbage time, then fine, so be it. But it's a work in progress, and the momentum is there for this season, or for the rest of the season going into the playoffs. And lastly, I really want to say want to give your opinion on player of the match. And it's divided. I think people have said so many different players that I might put a poll up on it, and we'll get a Christmas Ralph. We'll get Christmas Ralph for the winner. So the nominations we've had for player of the game, we've got Devin Singletary, James Cook, Ed Oliver twice, and a special one, if you're on the group chat, you'll have seen the hilarity of the chat. One special mention for player of the match is Jono's mother-in-law, who was it beginning? She had a fell down the stairs a little bit earlier in the game, and after that, the Bills actually started playing and actually started winning. So it's one of those games where really she could be the MVP of the game. I know we're actually we're talking about either putting her through a table or pushing her out the window come the playoffs. But it's a good time to be the Bills. We've got that momentum, 6 straight. Okay, they're not great. 3 straight AFC East championships. They have got the tiebreakers for the number one seed, control the number one seed in our own destiny. And if we get that, you could see the Bills in the Super Bowl. But we've just got to really calm it down, play simple, play conservative, play smart football rather than go gung-ho, let Josh Trent put everything on his back. So, really, all I can say is enjoy Christmas. I want to see if you tag UK_Bills on Twitter, tag us with all your Bills gear, your festive Bills stuff. Have a very, very, very Merry Christmas. Drink, be merry. We're AFC East champions. We are going to the playoffs. Follow us on all the socials. Follow, like, support. Just keep spreading the word. And all I can say is Merry Christmas and let's go Buffalo Bills.
You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work.
That's who we are.
Bills on 3. 1, 2, 3.